Let's go.
And welcome to a brand new week of the Snitch and Lins podcast. My friend of 20 years, Mr. Lindsay Price.
You almost said 18 there.
I wasn't saying 18.
You almost did.
No, it's not 18 years. I'm well aware it's 20 years, man.
Coming up to almost
too aware that it's 20 years.
What's happened to me?
Huh?
Oh, okay. Fine.
Almost.
Well, I guess it's going to be 20 years. Cut it right there.
Make
like 20 years done.
Nice round number to end it on.
I was going
to
say 21 years next year, but I guess not.
Yeah. I mean, it's 20 years this year, man. Are we going to celebrate this?
Maybe.
We kind of missed it, haven't we?
We have kind of missed it.
Yeah, but you know what it is next year, though?
21st birthday of our
friendship. You know what also it is?
What?
It's 10 years of us broadcasting together.
Don't say that.
Lins fan, 10 years. A long time.
It's a long ass time. And we're still doing it.
We're still kicking them out.
Still rocking it.
And here comes another one right at your face holes.
What are we talking about?
Liz, man, Superman. Someone's been mistaken for him. I don't want to mention who, okay?
Someone
has. Angelina Jolie as well. She's got a new movie coming out and I'm not happy about it at all. And my scooter. It's making headlines again.
We
spoke about it a lot like a couple of years ago. More like 3 years ago now.
Now we're bringing it back.
Bringing the scooter back, mate.
Bring it out of the closet. Bring it out of the garage.
Bring it out of the garage. Get it out on the road again. Kill yourself on it. That's what the scooter's for.
That's what we're doing.
You're listening to the Snitch and Lins podcast. All coming up. Hey, Lins, man.
Yo.
You know, back in the day, I used to be a big fan of Angelina Jolie. Back in the day, she was pretty smoking, right?
Yeah, I guess.
She's pretty smoking.
To tell you the truth, I think she's a bit plain Jane.
Well, now, that's what I want to talk about, okay?
Yeah.
So she's got this new film coming out called Maleficent.
Yes.
Where she plays, like, a basically Disney villain.
Yeah.
She plays, like, the wicked, like, the queen from Snow White. She looks exactly the same.
No, Sleeping Beauty. Sleeping Beauty.
Oh, is that what it
is? Yeah,
that's
where I'm from.
Lindsay knows more about it than I do.
I know my Disney lore.
Oh, clearly. I mean, you've seen Frozen how many times?
Three.
I haven't seen it once. I've heard it's a good film. But I admire her for going into this film because recently she has become like a Disney-looking villain. Like, I feel that all they really needed to do for this film was like give her that weird hat and like you're set. You're done. That's perfect.
Are you saying that Angelina Jolie looks a bit evil?
She looks super evil. Have you seen her? There's not many like A-grade actresses that I would say I wouldn't want, like, coming into my bedroom. But she's one of them. I would not want to see her, like, you know, towering over my bed. Because she looks evil.
No, there's plenty of other evil guys. Clint Eastwood?
No, A-grade actresses, not actors. Who wants bloody Clint Eastwood coming in? Of course I don't want Clint Eastwood coming into my room and looking over my bed. You feel like a bug. I was like, why is there like a 70-year-old man in my room? You're an idiot. I was talking like hot A-grade actresses.
I'm going to say this. Can I say this?
Yeah, sure.
I had this discussion the other day. Angelina Jolie.
Hold on. Can you stop calling her Angelina Jolie?
What's her name?
It's Angelina Jolie.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, Angelina.
You know what? This is funny because we got a message on Twitter the other day saying that Snitch and Lins podcast is great because every single podcast in Lindsay's mind is blown about something. And this is the thing that's blowing your mind in this podcast.
So that's not Angelina Jolie.
It's Angelina Jolie.
I've never heard anyone say that.
Angelina Jolie. That's her name.
I don't even know that it was a name.
That has been her name forever, since her name was Angelina.
How come you're the first person to correct me about anything?
I don't know. I don't know how you get through life like this, Lindsay. Well, everyone else
must
be laughing at you.
What was it last week? We'll do it by year?
Just be glad that I'm correcting you, not just laughing and not saying
the problem is you're correcting me in a public forum. You're not correcting me. Like, everyone listens to my humiliation.
Well, it's not like I've been brought up before. Would have told you then, but this is the time we talk about it.
Okay, 1 second. Back to it.
Jolie! We got both of them wrong.
Screw it. It's over. Cut it.
Oh, my God. Lins, man,
yeah,
there
man.
Is just so many stories to talk about this
Tell
week.
Me another story.
And this is top of the list, okay? This is news.com. You want to hear this one.
Yeah.
A pilot on a US Airways plane was forced to make an emergency landing.
Oh, what's wrong?
Oh, man, serious
Engine
stuff.
Trouble?
I mean, your brother's a pilot?
Yeah.
You know how serious it is when you're going to make an emergency landing, right?
That's like top like something's desperately wrong with the engine. Something
alarm's going off.
Yeah,
you're hearing beeping in the cockpit.
There's no fuel. We gotta land this baby now.
Now
it's not just like it can wait a little bit.
Yeah, this is like closest airport. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Even
so,
a field.
Even a, well,
get what, this thing on the ground. Get people out. People's lives are at risk.
Exactly. All right. So.
What is it?
Pilot was forced to make an emergency landing after a passenger's dog pooed on the plane. He pooed in the aisle of the plane. He just... Look, I know that this is
poo,
bottom of the barrel kind
poo.
Of stuff.
Did anyone step in it?
I don't think so.
Did anyone have like a glad wrap bag on board and just like zip it up?
I didn't think... Well, for one thing, I didn't realise that you're allowed to take dogs on a plane. I haven't seen a dog on a plane
other than the undercarriage.
I thought that they had, I don't think it was the undercarriage because I don't think there's any air down there. You'd have a frozen dog if it was down there. But I think they've got like a part of the plane where they can put them.
Yeah.
I never thought that you're just allowed to take it along on board.
Maybe it was like a blind dog.
No, I don't think it was.
A chihuahua in someone's purse. Maybe someone snuck a little chihuahua on board.
No, I'm looking at it now. That ain't no blind dog. It's one of those fluffy ones. Mate, but this is what happened, all right?
Yeah.
The unscheduled stop was forced on the pilot after flight attendants ran out of toilet paper to clean up the mess after the large dog fouled in the aisle a second time. Not just once, but twice. And it made one of the passengers sick to the point of vomiting. What were they feeding this dog?
Oh, my God.
Here is a point, okay? If you're going to take a large dog on board a flight, don't feed it nachos before you get on there. That's ridiculous.
What if that person vomiting, you know how some people smell someone else's vomit, and that caused a chain reaction of vomiting on the plane? It just would have just been catastrophic.
You know, this poor dog, all he needed to do was pop a squat, all right? And let one out, and he has forced a full emergency landing of a giant, like a 747.
What?
Yeah.
Not just a little plane.
It's flight 598, huge airplane, right? And this is what they said over the intercom.
Okay.
Just imagine hearing this. Because you think that this is going to be terrorists or something when you hear this coming over. Hey, we have a situation in the back. We're going to have to make an emergency landing. Well, that's all it was.
What's your situation?
Look, I don't want to talk about it right now. Can we just hit the ground as fast as possible? Because there's a fog in here right now. And it's not gas. Well, it is gas in a way.
Is it a terrorist attack? Are you under attack? Do you need...
Well, we're in an attack of the olfactory sense. Our nostrils are under attack right now.
So, is someone using gas? Is there an air marshal on board that can take care of this?
No, look, the air marshal has had to run into the back because he's vomiting. Apparently didn't have a very strong stomach for this kind of situation. Look, just land the plane, all right?
Well, that cost like millions of dollars.
I don't care. Land the plane now because a dog is taking a dump in the aisle and this is really serious. Clearly.
Snitch.
Yes, Lance.
Big Brother is here to stay.
Now that you're talking, you actually kind of sound like the dude on Big Brother.
I got told that, you know, some people tell me that a lot.
Yeah, all right.
Like Big Brother. The original Big Brother from 2000.
Yeah, yeah. The guy that did the voiceover on Big Brother.
This is Big Brother. You got a little bit friendlier.
Holy shit, you actually sound a lot like him. I've never noticed that till now.
Really?
Until you just did it then.
Well, maybe I can be the voice.
Say it again, say it.
This is Big Brother. Well, not as good, but you know.
Well, it's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, but just on the fly. Why not?
Don't put yourself down, Lima. It's pretty good.
No, Phil, that's not that great. I don't know how to read this now. Right,
Big Brother.
Big Brother. Now, Facebook. We all know it. We all love it. We all have it on our phones. We all have the app.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It is now using a program to always record you. Everything that you do is recorded via the Facebook app. Just like Shazam. You know Shazam?
Yeah.
How you put it up to like the speakers with a song and it identifies the song?
No.
It's Facebook records everything and identifies music that you listen to. It identifies shows that you watch.
What?
And movies, therefore building a back catalog of you, therefore selling that information to advertisers
who will
create custom advertisements for you.
Hold on.
Big Brother is here, Michael.
Wait a minute. Hold the phone here.
Yeah.
So you're telling me if I sit down and I go to watch Godzilla, the movie right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If we go right now and watch Godzilla, my phone's listening in. And they're hearing the...
Yeah, and it'll identify and like, Godzilla.
Godzilla. Lock it in.
Lock it in.
Send him heaps of stuff about...
Snitch loves Godzilla.
And then on top of that, I'm going to get like ads for reptile food and
exactly. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, for Cloverfield DVDs. I mean, that's bizarre. They clearly can't do that.
They're doing it.
Can't do that.
They're doing it with the next Facebook app, and you have to opt out of it. You know how you click OK with the updates? You don't read that shit, do you?
Of course I don't. Who reads that stuff?
No one does.
You don't read it either.
No one does.
Don't point the finger like you read that.
I'm like, I'm reading through everything. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Just goes through with a highlighter. Just going, not happy with this one. Ring him up, be like, hey, can I take that out of the contract?
Well, I've pulled an old man.
What have you sent them an angry letter?
No, I deleted Facebook app.
Oh.
I had to delete it. I'm too scared.
That's great, because that was the only way that we could keep in touch.
No, I still got the message app.
Oh, I bet they still do it with that, though.
You reckon?
Oh, yeah,
for sure. They're still recording?
Well, here's the story behind the Facebook app.
Okay.
On Lindsay's phone, right? This is what happened.
Oh, okay. No.
Because this has been just a big thing that's going on. Let's switch gears here, okay?
I don't want to switch gears.
Let's switch gears.
I like this gear.
And I'm glad you got rid of the Facebook app. And if you want to get rid of the Facebook Messenger, that's fine, too. But the point is, Lindsay used to have an iPhone, right?
Yeah.
We both had iPhones.
Both had iMessage. So it was great.
Like, every now and then, we have to kind of touch base and be like, you know, we're ready to roll with the podcast. When are we going to do it? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And I would message you and it would all be fine and dandy. And we'd go through as an iMessage. Now, everyone knows that iMessage goes between
iPhones.
Apple to Apple,
right?
So Lindsay decides to be all high and mighty, get rid of his iPhone and get a bloody Android now.
It's great.
Which is whatever, okay? I don't care either
and
way.
And now your iPhone still thinks that my phone is an iPhone.
Yeah.
So tries to send an iMessage.
Every time I try and send you a message now, every single time, I send the message. I say, hey, Lindsay, man, when are we going to do the podcast? Send message. And every single time it comes back and says, can't send as an iMessage. I know, and then I have to click it again and say send as a text message.
But we've adapted to this. We've used the Facebook app.
We've adapted because you're too lazy to call your bloody phone company and get your iMessage turned off. And every time I see it, I'm just like, call your bloody company and turn it off. Driving me nuts. Because now you're going to get rid of your Facebook message app now. Because you're going to pull an old man. Because you're going to think they're listening to you. And we're going to go back to this stupid, stupid way of doing it where every time I have to send you two messages to get one through.
We have to use pigeons to contact each other.
I don't care. I'm just going to give up trying to contact you. Podcast is over until Lindsay. That's it. Podcast is done until Lindsay turns off the iMessage, right?
Fantastic.
Everyone, message him on Twitter and Facebook.
You're going to say no one listened to the podcast, weren't you?
I was going to say that. Message him on Twitter and Facebook and tell him to turn it off.
No one do that.
No. Even better. Someone hack his phone.
No.
Go through his phone, call his company for him, and I'll pay you, okay? I'll give you $10 to do it. Someone will be able to do that. We've got plenty of guys that can hack in. Zachary.
I'm turning the phone off.
Zach, he's a fan. I'm sure he knows how to hack stuff.
I know. Zachary, don't do it, Zach.
Do it, Zach. Get onto it. He's a great guy, Zach. I believe in you. Do it for me. I can't stand that iMessage. Linz, man.
Yes, Snitch.
Some great news for you.
What's
right?
happening?
Great news. You're going to be very happy with
this.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Women in their 50s and even their 70s are starting to get breast enlargements as Australian surgeons are cutting their prices. Linz, man. This, right now, this is a red hot time to get a tit job.
So you
really
get two
is.
For one.
Yep. Two for one prices.
Two for the price of one.
I don't know why there's been a drop off. I didn't think there'd ever be a drop off in plastic surgery, but apparently all the surgeons are just like, guys, not enough business at the moment. Let's start targeting the like grandmas.
The elderly, the baby boomers, because they need a bit of a booming in their breasts.
Apparently. Can you imagine going in at 70 years old, going, yep, the puppies, they've seen better days.
Let's spruce them up.
Let's spruce those babies up because I want to hit King's Cross tonight.
I'm not thinking, what if we go back to Christmas and go, Grandma?
Grandma, is there,
looking good,
is
but
you wanna, did you get some work done? Because I swear last time I saw you, they were
droopy a little bit.
They were touching your knees. Let's not beat around the bush here. And now they're touching your nose. So
you look better than my girlfriend.
Oh, that's rough. That is rough. But seriously, Grandma, looking hot.
Looking great.
Like, I was thinking that I saw you down at down on Oxford Street the other night. I was thinking it was you. Now I'm... It's absolutely. You were there. You were checking stuff out. Why not? Have another...
I don't want to talk about this.
You know what this is? This is a renaissance of grandmas now. This is what
if,
we're starting
to see. Okay, what if you get so drunk, You don't see the wrinkles and you take home your grandma.
Your grandma. I was just thinking it would be bad if you took home a grandma in general.
Any grandma. any grandma.
Let alone your own.
Snitch, I'm angry at double standards these days.
Double standards.
Double standards.
Are you going to get all, like, macho on us now?
Yeah, well, a little bit. All, I would say macho.
You going to get chauvinist on us?
No, I'm not getting chauvinist. I'm just saying.
Sounds like you are.
I feel that I am being repressed in some way.
Okay, how?
Okay, this is...
Bring the case to the court.
I slept at your apartment last night.
I was not there, by the way.
Yeah, I was sleeping in your bed. It was great.
I was in another apartment. I was at my girlfriend's place, and you
Your room
there.
Is like a bat cave.
Yeah, it's
I didn't
awesome.
Know what day or time it was. I am lost in the abyss. I don't know. Do I even exist? You know, like how you go to hell and they put you in that black space and you can't feel or touch anything? It felt like that.
Right. Yeah, so it felt like where they sent the bad guys from Superman.
Yeah, that's what it felt like.
Felt like you're in some kind of space prison.
But it felt really good.
It's a great room. Like, basically, I have the best curtains in the world.
There. Oh, man.
They block out all light.
They just absorb light.
Well, it's great because I go to bed at 6 o'clock at night, so I need those curtains.
Well, it's a great room. Anyway.
I didn't even buy them. They just came standard.
You used to shower. Yeah. This is the thing. I didn't want to put on my pants because, you know, the floor's wet. Yeah. And I wanted to walk around in my underwear to your room. There's a hallway.
We've already had this conversation.
I know we've had this conversation.
Uh-huh.
And I was just like, oh, I'm going to have to wear a towel. Just like, but what's the difference between my underwear and just putting a towel around my waist? The only difference is a slight display of the waist and kind of near the genital areas, right? Which I feel...
Mate, wearing a towel is like wearing a pair of pants. Because it's got the full coverage. I can't even see your legs.
Yeah, but how come girls can wear underwear and it's okay?
What girls are you talking about?
Well, if a girl
has not been a girl in our apartment that has walked from our bathroom to any of our rooms in their underpants.
Yeah, you see, but this is the different reaction.
Yeah.
If you were sitting on the couch and you saw me walk past, you're like, oh, God damn it, Lindsay.
Damn it, Lindsay.
Put some clothes on.
Yeah, but that's because you're doing cartwheels and shit when you're coming out of
there. I've got to get the steam off.
I cannot... say this enough. Lindsay has no shame when it comes to that kind of
none.
Thing.
None. None. Why? Why be ashamed?
Yeah, no, don't get me wrong. Okay. He's doing handstands and cartwheels. And fine, a bit.
Here we go.
Yeah.
If a girl did it,
yeah,
the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Exact. What would your reaction be?
I'd be like, all right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Why is that acceptable?
It's because I'm attracted to girls and I'm attracted to some hairy ass dude coming through wearing just his bloody with Grundies, all right? That's the difference, mate.
I feel it's a little unfair.
What do you mean it's a little unfair?
It's a little unfair.
It's totally unfair.
I support, like, you know, that is
the one thing that I'm totally fine with being unfair about.
No, but it shouldn't be unfair. Why should I be, like you know those women who have to wear
bras?
Don't get me wrong.
Next time that you're in an apartment which is filled with girls, okay,
yeah.
You feel free to go for a wand-up between the bathroom and the
room. I will get, like... whistles and everything. Girls will love
it. Exactly. So that you got that situation, but that situation's never going to happen, okay?
Why can't it? I just want that situation to happen.
For one thing, we don't have any friends that have got an apartment just full of girls that you're going to be allowed into. First off, they're going to look at you and be like, mate, you know, cover yourself up.
Maybe I should be a male stripper or something.
I wouldn't recommend it, mate.
Okay,
I reckon you've got better bets getting into radio than that. Lens man.
Yo, man.
It's time for our craziest segment of them all.
What is that?
It's the only segment that has an intro. Questions. That was loud. Wow. Ooh, that blew my eardrums out. Yes, it is time for questions, my friends.
Oh, man, I love the backtrack of this.
So good.
It's so inspirational.
It really is. It takes you in the mood to answer some questions from Yahoo Answers. It
takes you back to a better time.
It does.
A simpler time. A shitter time.
To the 30s, clearly. Linsman, we've taken questions from Yahoo Answers.
Yep.
They've been answered, but we feel we can answer them better. Let's delve right in. We've got three ready on the cards. You ready for the first one?
I'm ready for the first one. Let's go.
Okay, this is probably, it's very close to your heart, like a lot of them, Linsman.
Yes.
Submerge my penis and testicles in a whole cup of Tabasco sauce. Hurts a lot. Help. So, this is our first question.
Yogurt, milk, and cheese.
Yeah.
That's what you need.
Exactly. Mix them up. Put them in a blender. Mix them all up.
And dip it in that.
And then just stand over them and just teabag them in. Teabag them in, my friend.
Yep.
Yeah. And
just teabag, repeat, and...
Exactly. And if you do it in a small enclosed room, it works as a sauna as well because of all the steam that'll come off your nuts. Perfect. Second question. Done.
Done.
Linsman, this one's actually very close to my heart because I have been asking this question many times in my life.
Okay.
Why do people still deny that Santa Claus doesn't exist? I mean, no, why do people deny that Santa Claus exists?
What do they deny? I don't know.
Yeah, why would they deny that? Why don't we just keep Santa Claus rolling through our adult years? And then we don't have to give stupid presents to and like pretend like we're giving it and care about people. It's just Santa.
You're right. Why don't we do that?
Why don't we just do that and then forget about giving, you know, all your extended family presents? Because you're getting them from Santa anyway.
Let's do that.
Let's do that.
Let's all keep right. Santa rolling. Yeah. I believe in Santa.
I believe in Santa too. Snitch and Lins. Believe in Santa. Believe in Santa.
That's it. Well, that's our new tagline.
Tagline for Snitch and Lins podcast. Believe in Santa. These guys believe in Santa. You should listen to them because they're clearly deranged. Okay. And this is our final answer. Final question, sorry. Four questions.
Okay.
And it's a short one, but it's a good one.
Okay. What is it?
Lins Van.
Yeah.
Why do lizards die? Why do they die, mate?
Why do they die?
Well, you know, sometimes Jazz, my dog, gets hungry and, you know, they move a lot and...
Just eats a few lizards?
Sometimes Jazz just likes to have a couple of lizards for lunch. It's not our fault. It's not her fault. It's not their fault. It's just how nature works.
It's just how they die.
Yeah.
They just pass on.
They go up to lizard heaven and hang out with Santa Claus up there.
And Godzilla.
And Godzilla. God bless you, Godzilla. That was questions. Stitch and Lins. Lins, man.
Yeah, man.
I think I've mentioned this. I definitely mentioned on the podcast before, but ages ago. People might know that I originally lived in Melbourne.
Yeah.
Or not originally, sorry, but I lived in Melbourne for a couple of years.
Yeah, originally.
Originally. Yeah. But when we first started doing the podcasts again, I was in Melbourne.
Yeah.
And I had what I'd like to call a scooter down there.
You see, you said it like 5 years ago with so much pride.
So much vigor. And I moved back up to Sydney and I hate it.
Yeah, because it's a scar. Why do we even have these things? They're just awful.
It's because it's completely useless in Sydney.
It is. No one rides a scooter in Sydney. And if they're on a death wish. You know what? I want to die today.
Yeah.
Well, this is how I want to die.
But the thing is, you can ride around Melbourne quite safely. It's fine.
Yeah, Melbourne.
It's just different roads.
They're different cities.
Different cities.
Different
altogether.
Culture.
But I have brought this scar back with me from Melbourne. And it's still sitting in my parents' garage, right?
Yeah.
So I basically brought it up and I just put it in their garage and I've just completely forgotten about it.
It's been there for 5 years now.
My mother's detriment because she hates it being up there and she constantly bugs me about selling it.
Yeah.
Constantly. The other day, I was out house sitting for my parents because they were away somewhere. They were on the coast or something.
And I rocked around. I was like, hey, you around?
Yeah.
It was like good old times.
Good old times because Lindsay still lives out west.
Five
minutes away, still lives there.
Still takes 20 minutes to get there. Yeah. I'm leaving now. Yeah. Another 10 minutes.
Exactly. It's a little different than living in the city. But you're around and we're like, well, you know, we don't have anything to do. Like when we hang out now, we're either doing podcast or grabbing something to eat.
Yeah.
That's about it. You know,
that's we're our friendship.
Just chilling. Yeah. But I was at my parents' place. I'm like, what is fun to do around here? Have you ever gone back to your parents? Well, I mean...
No, I never left. So.
You still live with your parents. I'm sure plenty of people realize this. Because like when you were younger and you'd have people around,
yeah.
Your place was a wonderland.
It was.
You'd always have something to do.
I was like, oh, have you seen this? Check this out.
Yeah, like I've got this brand new thing or something. But when you don't live at your parents' place anymore and you have someone around, you're like, I don't know this place anymore. What do we do?
What is this place?
There used to be fun things to do.
Now there is nothing.
Now they've either thrown them all out or I've taken them with me. It's one or the other.
And there's nothing there.
But then this little light bulb appeared above my head. And
then
thought,
you're like,
Lins Van, you know what I've got in the garage? Got myself something that's kind of fun to ride. It's kind of fun.
It's kind of fun.
Let's take it for a bit of a paddock bash, you know? Let's get it out.
Let's get it.
So
fly it around the paddock. The scooter.
We got all the scootsy doots here.
And we were jazzed. We were like...
I was so psyched.
I was pretty pumped too. I was just like, we're like,
let's go get the scooter. And then we get up there and the scooter is dead. The scooter is not working.
Not working at all.
It is rusted.
Beyond repair. But it did not stop us.
No.
We spent a good solid hour.
Yeah, the two unmanliest men in the world trying to... First problem was, Lins Man, we didn't know if it had any petrol in it.
Yeah, we kind of like...
Does the petrol gauge doesn't need power to work? We don't even know. Or maybe it's just empty.
Yeah.
So there was no power.
And then we tracked down some petrol, and then we're like, hang on, is this petrol or diesel?
Yeah.
So we decided to light it up.
No. We poured it on the ground.
Yeah, we didn't
outside.
Just light a jerry can.
You just didn't light it on fire. I'd be like, if it blows up, it's
and then
petrol.
We had to find matches for it to light up. It was just, and then we found out, it's actually full. So we'd actually, that experiment,
yeah,
we didn't need that.
There's no point to that at all. The thing was full anyway.
Yeah.
So it turns out the scooter's screwed.
Scooter's screwed.
But it took us, it wasn't even an hour, it was like 2 hours.
It was a long time. And you know what kept us going? There was points of doubt. It was like, should we just give up?
Yeah.
And was like, there is literally nothing else to do. We have to make this work.
We have to make this work because this is the only fun thing we have left. Yeah. We have nothing else.
Everything else will bring us to tears.
If we're not going
to
do this, the other thing that we can do is maybe go for a swim in the muddy dam. That's like the be-all and end-all of all of this.
Yeah.
It's that or go for a swim.
And we're like, we're not going for swims.
No.
Well, let's keep at it.
Keep at
we
it.
We tried. Oh, man.
We
how
tried
we
everything.
We tried every type of theory.
Yep. I don't know. So if anyone is great at fixing scooters.
Or wants to buy a working
or
scooter.
Wants to buy.
Snitch man.
Yeah, Lindsay.
You and I have known each other. Oh, you and I? Yeah, you and I have known each other for a long time, right?
Yep.
Since year one.
Yeah, 20 years.
And recently, people who I've been meeting think that I look like someone.
What?
Who do you think I look like? Just now, looking at me right now.
I have no idea, mate. I've known you for too long to think that you look like anyone else but you.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. For some reason...
You're not going to say Superman again, are you?
People think
oh,
that
God,
all
no,
the time.
No, mate.
So, I'm not... Hey, I'm not broadcasting that. I'm not wearing a Superman shirt anywhere.
Mate,
I'm
you
not
wore a Superman shirt in here.
No, okay, that was like one day. That was one day. That was for a school carnival.
You can't
carnival.
Say that you never wear it, because you have.
Well,
you
that was once.
It's on our Facebook.
It was once. Like, it was for someone. It was like a charity event. Who knows?
Doesn't matter. You
doesn't
still
matter.
Wore it.
Okay, I still wore it. But this is what happened the other day. I get it a lot when I work at my workplace.
Okay.
And this is what happened the other day. I went down to the RTA to renew my license.
Uh-huh.
And there's a lady serving me. Whatever. I remember I filled in this form.
Mm-hmm.
And then another lady came up to her and whispered something into her ear, kind of looking at me. And then the lady
you're just like,
me,
oh shit, I'm caught out.
And
here we go.
And she's
here
like,
comes the SWAT team.
And then she replied, yeah, I know. So I feel... The lady who came up to him and said, hey, this guy looks like Superman. And the
Hell, you're just assuming that. You have no idea.
I have super hearing.
No,
I know
you don't. Yeah, bullshit, mate. Bloody bullshit.
I know.
You know what
I can read lips.
Man, this guy really stinks. She's like, yeah, I know.
She didn't say that. I know what she said. I just know it.
How many people, okay, name specifically how many people have said you look like Superman?
I'm going to specifically?
Yeah.
I'm going to say a big number. I'm going to say 200. 200 people.
Wait, what do you mean 200 people have said you look like Superman?
Yeah.
That many?
A lot.
That's a lot of people.
I'm going to say every week at least 3 to 5 times. Once a day. I'm saying once a day
okay,
I get called Superman.
Okay, for people that don't...
Or Clark Kent.
Well, it's the glasses for one.
It's just the glasses
clearly,
and the fact that I'm white.
You know what it is though?
What?
You know what it is? It's because you've got, and we've both got it, you've got the widow's peak going on.
Yeah,
a
receding hairline.
Yeah.
So I have to curl
it. No. Because it's a little bit longer in the middle here, sometimes it curls a little bit. You get a little bit of curl at the front. And it looks like Superman.
It's not
here.
I'm greasing up like the Fonzie and like whipping it around.
I know. It just sits like that now.
It just.
Yep.
So I'm cursed with a Superman look.
Well, you know, it could be worse, mate. It could be much worse. You know, I get compared to a lot of people, but you know, the main person I get compared to.
Who?
Gollum. So, Lindsay, you mentioned that you went down to get your license renewed.
Yeah, yeah.
So, just by coincidence, as everything happens in our life, mine is about to expire in 9 days.
Today, I got it done yesterday. Like, it was the last day. Today's a Sunday, yeah. Too, so it couldn't have been done. And yesterday was the last day.
You know what, Lindsay? Mine has 9 days to go. Oh. I have 9 days to go on my license, and I have all of those 9 days where I could get this done. But I guarantee you... I guarantee it that I will get it done the day before.
The last hour.
Or the last hour that I can do it.
Yeah.
But the thing is, like, I already went to the RTA.
You know, I just feel like, you know, those 9 days, each day should, like, have like, a big countdown. Like, we should do the NASA countdown.
Yeah, yeah.
I just need
just
to
call me, like, every
sound bite. It's like, 9, 8, 7. It's like,
counting down.
And the sweat's just pouring.
The second I get to number one. And like, no, it's going to get to like 0.1 and I'm just going to hit the red button as I renew. Here we go. Got a brand new license. But I went down to the RTA the other day because I thought, you know what? I'm not going to leave it to the last minute. I'm going to do it right now.
You can do it online. You can get that form online, you know.
I did not know that. Why did I go down there then?
I don't know. What's the point online? Of that?
God damn it. I had no idea you hear that online. Anyway, I went down there to get it, thinking that I could actually... technically, I went down there just to get it renewed.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, I'll go get it renewed. But I moved recently, so I need to update it with my actual address, my new address.
Okay.
But I have no record of my new address anymore. Because I haven't had any... I haven't changed any of my addresses on my bank statements and stuff. They all still get sent to my parents' place.
Oh, so you haven't got any...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I need to have a piece of mail that's been sent to my new address, right?
Okay.
So they're like, oh, you know, bank statements, you know, Medicare, anything like that. But I'm like, why do that? Okay. What is the worst thing that I can get sent to my place and use it as proof where I live?
What do you want me to write a letter to you?
I don't want you to write a letter. I want to get like a 12-year subscription to Hustler or something and take it in there and be like, you want proof? Here's proof right here. Or just like, I don't know, get a guitar delivered and bring the guitar in the like
what?
Parcel.
Why?
Because it's funny. Because I want to inconvenience them because they're awful.
Can't you get like Viagra or something
like,
delivered?
Yeah, even something like that, or like herpes cream or something like that. Wouldn't that be great? Just to put them on edge.
A 12-foot dildo or something.
Yeah, give them a story, you know? give them a story that they're going to remember. You know what I should bring in? I should bring in the same one. Have you seen the movie Seven?
No.
You haven't seen the... Oh, okay, well, the end scene... Oh, no, I can't wreck it now.
Nah, don't
you
worry.
You haven't seen it. The end scene, basically, it's there's a head in a box. I should just take it up there that's like a head-sized box with, like, blood on it and stuff. And just be like, here's my address. Hey, you guys want me to open it here? Huh?
Like,
do you want to see what's inside?
Do you want some pickled head?
Yeah, come on, guys. You want me to open it here? And they'll be like, nah, I think we're all right. Here's your license. Please get the fuck out of here.
Now, there's a Norwest rail link happening in northern Sydney, northwest Sydney, I guess, near the Heels area, I guess you'd say.
Okay, cool.
And
how far out of Sydney is that?
It's about 40 minutes out of Sydney.
Okay, right. Okay. So that's coming from there into the city.
Yes, yes. Yep. And they've asked some students of a high school to name one of the trains.
Oh, really?
Which is really cool.
That's not bad.
If I was granted the opportunity to name a train that's going to exist for 10, 15 years.
That'd be pretty cool.
That'd be pretty cool. I'd think about something really, really cool.
Yeah.
I was like, what are we going to call this thing?
Either really cool or something that's just going to, you know, mess with them.
And that is what some high school kids...
I had an inkling.
...have done.
Wait, they're not... What's happened? Tell me.
They didn't think of something cool. They thought of something dumb.
Yeah.
They've called this train that's going to run... And they might even change this name, but this is what the kids have put forward.
Okay.
That this train and the Norwest Rail Link is going to be called the Boring Machine.
What do you mean? How does that get past the guys?
I don't know.
How do they go through all the different names of all the different trains? Look, we knew train enthusiasts when we were growing up. Still not.
I'm a train enthusiast.
You're a bit of a train enthusiast.
I love Thomas the Tank Engine.
And our friend Dave.
Yeah. Zigzag Railway. When that shut down, a tear was brought to my eyes.
Lindsay was distraught. Yeah. Wouldn't leave his room for days.
No.
Or they just hear him sobbing about the zigzag railway.
It's like it's not zigzagging anymore.
It's not zigzagging. There's no zigzag at all.
No.
They're going to take it all out and put in a straight one.
What's happening to the world?
It's going to be called the straight railway. And then it's going to be shut down because there's going to be a lot of protests about it. People get the wrong idea.
We need a gay railway.
Well, where's the gay railway, guys? We had the zigzag railway before. Close enough.
Close enough.
But our friend Dave loves it as well. He's into the steam engines.
And now they're going to call this train...
The Boring Machine.
The Boring Machine.
Okay, so where have you got these facts from? I want to know.
Oh, from verified sources of the newspaper.
Verified sources of the newspaper.
I can't remember the name of the school, but...
The back page, basically.
Like, what's this? The Boring Machine?
Well, there's so many better names you could call it. Call it something really cool, like the Blue Flame. I mean, it depends what colour it is, I suppose.
Let's say it's orange.
Whatever number it is, whatever colour it is, put flame after it and you're set.
Orange Boom, flame.
Done. The orange flame.
Lightning.
Lightning fast.
Wow.
The lightning mobile.
The lightning mobile.
All right, that's kind of stupid. Surely we can come up with a better name than the Boring Machine.
Okay.
I kind of like it that they called it that, though.
Why?
Because clearly trains are boring as hell.
No, they're not.
Clearly they are.
See, no, like, you can't pull this card.
I know I said that all, like, I've got a lot of friends that are train enthusiasts, but I never said that I was one. And I'm not.
Don't distance yourself from
it. Trains are pretty damn boring.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Okay, what do you like? I'm just going to crap all over what something you like.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, that shirt you were
nice pair of slacks.
Slacks.
I don't like gin. I like gin.
Who likes gin?
Everyone likes gin.
Oh, yeah, all you hipsters like gin?
Yeah.
So this has just turned to a fight. It's like, what's better, gin or trains?
Gin or trains? They're a great combination, that's all I know.
No, that's really true.
They should call it the gin-mobile. Just serve gin in it.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, that'd be all right. So this is the north. Where is it coming from? You said northwest.
Northwest.
What area is that?
Like Borkham Hills, Castle Hill.
I thought they'd come up with something more creative out there.
Hillster?
Hillster.
There we go.
Okay, well, you know what? I stand corrected. Much better.
Outro!
That's another week of the Snitcher Lins wrapped up on this podcast. Linsman, any parting words?
No, not really.
You haven't seen Godzilla yet?
No, man.
Still so psyched about it.
I am.
What
but...
are you more psyched about?
Okay.
Jurassic Park 4 or Godzilla?
Godzilla.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm way more psyched for Jurassic Park, man.
Nah.
Psyched for
it. I went back.
Don't make me get the theme out again.
No. I'm telling you, Godzilla is so good. It's so good. But I will say this. In doing some research about Godzilla, okay. I went back into some research about the 1998 Godzilla, the American one.
Oh, yeah.
That was pretty much based off Jurassic Park. It was just like another, it had a lot of Jurassic Park.
So they're trying to cash in on
it. They're trying to cash in on it. They tried to, like, it was a lot more.
Bastards.
Like a T-Rex kind of Godzilla than an actual Godzilla.
Right. So what's the difference between that one and the other ones? I mean, you should know. You've seen the film.
Well, Godzilla is more of it stand upright and kind of more arching.
This one was more like a reptile. Like
reptile dinosaur.
Yeah.
It was just like.
Yeah, it did look like a dinosaur. It
did. And that's what it was. It tried to cash in on Jurassic Park.
Those assholes. I knew it.
It wasn't worthy of the name Godzilla in terms of the Japanese.
Well, it was not. What, you should call it something else.
They called it Zilla.
Called it Zilla?
That's what the Japanese
call it.
Because
it was only half as good as any of the other
ones. Well, it's not worthy of the title. Godzilla.
Oh, because it just has got... Oh, God, I get it.
You get it. Well, there we go.
Very clever. Those Japanese know what they're talking about.
They know what they're talking about. Yeah, they invented Godzilla.
When it comes to giant monsters destroying cities, they are king. Do they? This, you know, they're still releasing... like the classic Godzillas now?
I know.
I can't believe that.
The Godzilla Final Battles of 2004. That's a good one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Have you actually seen it?
Oh, my favorite Godzilla, what is it? The Legend Returns 1985. That's a good Godzilla.
It's a good. Does it have any like of the mechas or any of those special
ones? No, it's just Godzilla versus the Tokyo people.
Oh, it's just classic Godzilla.
It's just classic Godzilla.
See, I feel like I'd like one of those ones where it's the like the batshit insane ones where there's a mecha one or there's like a half Godzilla.
Or Marathon. What's a flying butterfly?
I don't know.
Moth thing? Momathon?
Mothra.
Mothra?
Mothra.
Yeah, Mothra's good. And what's the turtle? That's a turtle's pretty cool too.
Oh, I don't know the turtle.
Oh, Michael, you got to get
it. Squirtle? Is it Squirtle?
No, it's not Squirtle or Blastoise or something like that. No, it's not like that. He's way cooler.
Oh, I'm sure he is.
Whatever.
So
whatever.
When are you going to see it? Give us a time.
Well, I'm probably going to see it next weekend. Okay. I want the crowds to die down a bit. Never see anything in the first week.
That's fair enough.
Because there's too many people. You can't enjoy it.
But you know, then you run the risk of not seeing it at all. Because I tried to do that with Wolf of Wall Street. And it's gone out of cinemas now.
I did that with Pacific Rim.
Yeah.
Oh, sucked.
Pity. But I want to get a review out of you when you go see it, okay?
Yeah, okay. I'll be honest. Right, I'll be honest. I'm pretty psyched.
I want you
I'm
to be
really
on it. If it's shit, I want you to tell us that.
I was wearing the Godzilla. Do you know how much I love Godzilla? I want you to know this.
Yeah, but that's the point.
Listen, I got a Godzilla shirt recently. You've seen it, right?
I have, yeah.
I'm pumped. When I went to get my license yesterday to renew it for 5 years.
You wore it.
I wore a Godzilla shirt. That's how pumped I am for Godzilla. Unless you were in Jurassic Park shirts for your license?
Maybe I will.
Maybe you should.
Maybe I will.
There we go.
Okay, done.
That's how much I'm dedicated to Godzilla. 5 years of Godzilla, I'm dedicated.
Fair enough.
Money
fair
is enough. Down.
I just hope this movie is good because you're going to be distraught if it isn't. You've been listening to Snitcher Lins.
Spread the love. Oh, I'm sorry, mate.
Like we like to say every week.
Spread the love.
For all the videos and pictures, check out snitchandlins.com.
Compared to being drunk, what's it like being stoned?
Yeah, I've tried it twice and threw up both times inside of about 15 minutes, so I can't tell you.
Yeah, it was back years and years ago, straight after high school, and it didn't really do anything for me.
No. Okay.
Can we get MG on a line in Canberra? Is he on his mobile?
Hey, on Snitch, our audio producer's waving. Did you want to say something, Snitch, or no?
No.
Are you sure?
He's waved that away.
No, he's all good.
He's got that look about him, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Snitch. All those pizza boxes in there. And the
It's the beanie.